Yeah, we're with Captain Brian Nee. When Brian had a semi-trailer lose its assembly on the interstate today, just give us kind of a rundown and what happened today on the interstate.
Yeah, about 12:15 this afternoon, westbound on I-94, right around mile marker 292 and a half, which is about a half mile east of exit 292. There was a Mack semi-truck that was pulling a conveyor trailer system, used like a gravel pit to move a gravel product. And while it was westbound, it lost one side of its axle. So there's two tires on each side of that conveyor belt trailer, and one whole side of that came detached from the conveyor belt trailer. That axle came to rest in the middle of the westbound lanes, and the driver of the truck pulled onto the shoulder, and that conveyor belt kind of went into the outside north ditch a little bit. Traffic was able to kind of weave around that axle for a while until law enforcement got on scene. There was a small fire that started as well that the Valley City Fire Department came out, put out, and then assisted with some traffic control and got that axle moved off the road so we could get the road reopened.
Brian, was there any injuries?
There was no injuries. It was just the one truck involved. Again, the axle on that truck is welded to that conveyor belt system, and somehow that weld or welds broke and it came completely detached. Luckily, no other traffic struck that axle in the middle of the road. The location where it's at, it's on a downhill slope and a little bit of a left-hand curve. The sight lines weren't great, but luckily there was no other vehicles involved and nobody was hurt in that crash today.
There's Captain Brian Ewen with that report.